I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Don.
All right. Well, I guess I'll claim my seat. I dabbled in Alcoholics Anonymous a couple of times because I was shoved over there by school, parents, you know. Now, not my parents, but other people's parents. And, you know, I was always the guy that was, maybe you should stop drinking. Why can't you drink like a normal person? I was just that guy. So, but I'm glad this is the first time I ever spoke in this meeting. I'm glad I get to speak on this one because, on step two, because when I walk into an AA meeting for the first time and there's God written everywhere and people are talking about God, the first thing I said was, fuck this. Like, that's it. Like, I have a huge resentment against God. It's number one on my fourth step. Number one, God. That was my loophole for a long time. Like, I already knew that, like, I had a problem with drinking. You know, I took step one before I knew what step one was. Like, I knew there was going to come a day when I just wasn't going to be, when I wasn't going to drink anymore. I was just going to, like, ride the crazy train as far as I could and jump off right at the last second before it went into the, you know, went off the tracks. But, I drank with varying degrees of success for most of my life to this point. And, I get self-conscious about, being honest about is I decided to, come in for real because I met a woman, the woman that I'm with now, that I'm going to marry. And, I feel like it's important to say that because, I hope I get a chance to explain that I did not quit drinking because of her. I quit drinking because I had never had any experience with somebody who was sober. Sober in the to the extent of working a program. In Alcoholics Anonymous. So I kind of got a glimpse into her world and met her friends, and I was more willing to take a look at recovery. I was always like, you know, alcoholics and drug addicts, like, I'm not one of them, you know, like, they're junkies, they burn their lives to the ground, like, that's not me. I've got a job, I've got money, like, I'm okay, I'm not like them. And, like, for the first time, I met someone and spent some time with someone and talked to someone that was an admitted alcoholic, drug addict, but was, like, way fucking happier than me. And I was like, well, shit, like, this is pretty interesting. Like, why don't you... I don't know. I was interested. I didn't ask right away. The first thing I did was lie to her. I don't drink that much. Oh, no, I don't do drugs. I drink a little bit, you know. And, well, I got away with that for like 3 weeks or some shit. And then I went on a huge bender, got all messed up, showed up at her house crying and chain smoking at 5 o'clock in the morning. And like a total fucking mess, like a newborn baby, like sweating and like just like completely. So this is the hard part. This is the embarrassing part of my story. That's what brought me in. That was pain, you know, like that was humiliating and humbling and painful. But fuck, I was on my knees. I was on my knees. And you know, that was the last time, but there were many times before that I said I would never drink again. A million times. But that's what got me in here. I called the only person I could think of that I knew, not one of her friends. I decided right away that, like, I was going to keep this totally separate, And I called somebody I know that didn't drink, who was no longer actively working a program. And God rest his soul, but he committed suicide. But he put me in contact with a man in this room who I knew from way back and knew of and knew what a complete and utter fucking mess he was when he was using, but was now living a different way and was doing very well and continues to do very well in life and everything. And I called him and I was like, are you my sponsor? Like, please help me and like all this shit. And he's like, whoa, pal. Like, let me get to know you. And he just gave me my first instruction, which was call me or text me every day. And if you don't, I'm going to call you or text you. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I had already cheated a little bit and read some of the book. But at any rate, I did that. And then a little farther along, he did become my sponsor. And one of his other rules was to come to this meeting every week. And I didn't. But I do know. So anyway, I want to go back a little bit, I think. The insanity of this disease. I had a lot of experiences like that day that I just described. And at the time when I said I'm going to quit drinking, I meant it. I totally meant it. I was never going to drink again. I was never going to do drugs again. I don't want to feel this way. Well, you know, a little later in the day after some water and aspirin and shit, like, you know, I felt better. I felt good enough to drink again. And I did that for a really, really long time. And like, even on some really good ones, you know, like, you know, spending the night in jail or crashing a car or getting thrown out of school or waking up in Mexico or passed out on a beach in Aruba or like whatever, you know, or, you know, finding a drug dealer's Cadillac Escalade keys in my pocket in Puerto Rico and not remembering how they got there. I still was like, you know, enough time would elapse that, oh, it's all right. That won't happen again, you know? And I mean, I've ruined people's weddings. I've ruined people's funerals, you know? Like, nobody, I was not a guy you wanted to invite to things because I was always the guy that was messed up. And deep down, I knew it. But, like, I was determined. I got this. I have this. Like, I can always figure it out. I was going to fix my marriage. I was going to, like, there was nothing I couldn't do, you know? I was the most self-reliant guy ever. I mean, I was God. I was God in my own mind, you know? There was nothing I couldn't fix, or so I thought, you know? So, naturally, I had a really hard time with the second step. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that, like, I read the second step and, like frolicked it, you know, and, like, jumped, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't. Like, I didn't. I was willing, especially because of the language in We Agnostics and the way that it's written, to at least acknowledge that maybe I'll come back to this and give it a try kind of thing. You know what I mean?
The steps mean more to me. The steps mean more to me every time I read them, every time I take one,
every time I'm in here, every time I help somebody else, I grew into it. But what I can say is that I absolutely 100% believe now that it was a power greater than myself that restored me to sanity. I can't fix everything. I don't have this. I wish God had more control over my life. Like, come on, like, you know, like, I'm always looking for the next sign. But a big part of my problem with self-reliance was I wasn't
I thought God owed me something. I was asking for the wrong shit. I wasn't grateful for what I had. I wasn't grateful at all. And that's it. Gratitude was really the path to a spiritual life for me. I prayed through gritted teeth. I asked for help. I got on my knees and asked for help because I was told to, not because I wanted to, not because I even believed that it would work, but I did it. And I came to meetings and I listened to other people and I took suggestions, and fucking lo and behold, like, things started happening, and I was like, oh my God, like, no pun intended, like, oh, like, you know? And part of it is just looking, I started to look at things a different way. I stopped feeling like I was okay with not being able to fix everything. I was okay I finally realized that I can't control the whole show. Like, I wasn't pulling all the strings, and you know what, the gratitude and then acceptance. I have to accept it. Like, shit just isn't going to go my way sometimes, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't supposed to happen, because sometimes you have to eat a lot of shit before you get dessert, I guess. I don't know really how else to say it, but you got to eat a lot of shit. And it was like, for whatever reason, you know, even if you're just happy to not have to be eating shit anymore, like, whatever, there's always something to be grateful for. And that kind of became my spirituality has changed a little bit from, you know,
eating shit.
But, like, you know, I mean, just to I had to keep it simple with that. I had to keep it really simple at first. Like, well, what was different about this day? Like, what was different about this day that made me just want to take it seriously and want to do it? And I don't know. Like, I used to get, like, for no reason, sometimes I used to call it the tickle. Like, I would get this, like, feeling in me that meant Todd's going to go out and not just get fucked up, but get, like, really fucked up. Like, and I knew it, and I could feel it in me, and I would start making the wrong phone calls, and, like, that was one of those nights. Like, Todd was coming home in the back of something, or not at all, you know? And I would set out on a course of destruction, and I do not get that at all anymore. I don't. And now it's tough to explain this kind of shit. I guess I'm not very good at it. Now when I get a feeling, it's, even if it's between, like, okay, a stupid example. Today, I was tempted by striped bass fishing. Ask Rob. We talked, like, 15 times on the phone. Like, are you going? No, I'm not going. I'm working. I'm going to work, too. I went to work because it was the right thing to do. I knew that if I went fishing, that I was going to feel guilty for going fishing. So I went to work. And I had a good day at work. I don't know if that makes any sense. I hope it does, but I made the right decision and I felt good about it. And that, it comes back to something. I say it all the time. I quote Dennis all the time. He said, you know, the best way to not feel bad is to just not do what makes you feel bad in the first place. And that is kind of like, but that is how, I say that because that's how I feel that God speaks to me. God helps me make the right makes me want to do the right decision, or at least lets me know that there is a right decision and a wrong decision, you know? And when there isn't, and when it's not clear, I ask for help. So I believe that a power greater than myself has, to some extent, returned me to sanity. I do not work anything close to a perfect program. But I can honestly say, I can say now that somewhere between the first step and where I'm at now making amends, I took an honest second step. And that's kind of where I'm at. Thank you.
Thank you very much.